Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do a little weekend's best, weekend's worst. We normally do it in the 3 o'clock hour, but we are going to be joined by Payne and Pendergast. Seth and Sean will join us coming up at 3:40 as they are live in West Virginia, and they took in practice today, so there are our eyes and ears on the practice field as they continue training camp up in West Virginia. It looked like it cooled off there. Looked like they was in the 60s, the lower 70s up there in West Virginia. So shout out for them. I don't know what else they're doing there, but shout out to them as they are not in the heat as and the players as well, as I'm sure they're loving it too. That the heat provides in Houston.
Must be nice, ain't it, Ron? He's on up there, man. Do your 2 hours of radio, turn it over to Mark and John, watch a little practice, weather's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, boys. I didn't even think about training camp. I mean, training camp for old Pendergast and Payne, boy, they get about half day in, don't they?
Hey, sit back, drink some Yingling.
Oh, man. Hammer, yeah. Hey, get some good workout in.
Yeah.
I mean, get the hell. Sean will have that next day's show lined up by the time his normal show would be over. Oh, man. Them boys, I don't know what the Greenbrier got to offer, but hell, Sean and Seth.
They'll figure it out.
I mean, hell, they ought to know Everett. They ought to know the lay of the damn land down there.
Sean will fall himself into some bar.
No question.
And do have a good time in
Sean,
there.
Hey, over under on number of locals, Sean will have their phone number.
Oh, yeah. Five and a half?
Let's go four and a half. Let's go four
you
and
said
a half.
Four and a half?
I don't think it's that high.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think you would take the over?
I would.
All joking aside, I would go two and a half. I think the number's two and a half. Sean Pendergast, I don't know. Does it
Sean may give his number
or Instagram? I bet he goes Instagram change.
Some way of connection. Sean does
some contact information exchange.
I'm going over two and a half.
You're going over.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Pendergast,
they gotta
the
be
Greenbrier
local
on lockdown, son.
They gotta be local. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going up.
Yeah, local. Local. Can't be coming back to Houston here in a couple days.
Yeah, I'm going up. All right, let's do it here. Our weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, let's start with you. What's your weekend's best?
My weekend's best is Shedeur Sanders. As we know, he wasn't early in camp getting as many reps as he would like to get in that quarterback competition up in Cleveland. Let's be honest. The odd man out in between him and Dylan Gabriel will probably end up having the better NFL career because they'll be cut or traded and they'll move on to another franchise and have a better chance. But Shedeur Sanders, I think he has handled this situation with flying colors. I'm talking about A++++. I think he's handled it. He said the right things from jump, but it hadn't been reported because maybe it's Cleveland and it's not somewhere else, but whatever. It hadn't been reported on daily the way that everything he did at Colorado was. And some of the stuff that he did at Colorado, I think he went into the league and people expected him to act a certain way, say a certain thing, expect a certain level of treatment. He's been the exact opposite. He has been a model young quarterback in this league that's in the middle of a little bit of adversity there. And this week it came out this weekend is when it all kind of went down. Maybe it was earlier today when it came out. Anyway, the point being is Shedeur Sanders is in the news now for answering a question or making the comments in a press conference setting that he doesn't want his dad at practice. He doesn't want his dad at the Cleveland Browns practice. And I tip my cap to Shedeur Sanders for reading the room, for understanding who his dad is and understanding the light that brings, the attention that brings. Because the reality of it is Deion Sanders isn't coming to practice and sitting up there in the fan section with all the fans. Deion Sanders is coming to practice. He's going to be on the sideline. It can be viewed some kind of way by teammates, by the other quarterbacks. It's just a different animal. Tip my cap to Shedeur Sanders for really overall handling this situation like a true pro, when I think a lot of people didn't expect him to, but really handling it this way, in particular with his dad, and understanding, like, nah, right now ain't the time, Dad.
Yeah, yeah, he understands what, or at least it seems like he understands what he's bringing to the table and the circus it brings. There's already enough of a circus that comes with it. And, hell, I mean, I feel like Deion's got stuff to do. Maybe I feel like Deion's got a college football season to prepare for, you would think. So, no, I'm certain that will be something that people will like and feel better about coming from Shanice.
Well, it's easier, Ron. It's easier to, you know, understand because that's his role. You're a fourth or fifth string quarterback right now. We don't need to create any distractions. You don't need any distractions. We don't need anything. This, whatever happens, good, bad, or indifferent, needs to be about Shador Sanders, point blank.
And Seems like that's what he wants.
And in the reality of it is the pressure would be applied to him. If Deion's out there, all of a sudden the pressure's on him because he could be looked at some kind of way by coaches or players or everybody involved. So, and not that all that stuff matters, but it is real life. Right, it is real life for the kid that's going through this for the first time, and so I just tip my cap for. I think the kid is a lot more mature. I think he's mature beyond his years, more so than maybe some of his actions have led some people to believe. I think it's just the reality is he's more mature than people give him credit for, but so I'm not surprised. But I tip my cap, man. Hell of a job by Shador Sanders.
All right, my weekend's best goes to John Cena. John Cena this weekend, SummerSlam. He lost his title, but he put forth one of the best matches. I didn't even know he was still capable of having one of the best matches that he has had in at least a decade. And he's 48 years old, and he is going out the best way possible. And I do feel like he is a guy that is really going to be done. I don't think he's going to be coming back and wrestling matches and stuff. He's moving on with the next part of his career. But he's looked a little rough here, to be honest, in his matches. And he had a match against Cody Rhodes on yesterday, Sunday night. And he looked good, man. Turned the clock back. Looked good. I feel like he's done taking these chair shots. Feel like he's done going through it. He's going through his last tables. Except Brock Lesnar came out there and knocked his ass loose at the end of the match. But I'm happy for John Cena. I didn't know he still had it in him. He looks like he's dropped about 30 pounds from his heyday to become an actor. And he, the schedule he has, he is filming two movies right now while he is still doing all of this stuff. So shout out to John Cena.
What'd you tell me the other day about, you know, taking them supplements that one of them make you bigger and one of them make you, what is it?
Make you heal quicker.
Yeah, it's interesting how that appearance changes when you switch it up. What's coming out of that needle, Chief.
Yeah, he said he was dry. He said he was dropping it for the roles, man.
Well, yeah,
a little bit.
Well, he's also not needing to gain it for the role, right?
Yeah.
Hey, John Cena, that's a good looking fella right there. That's a good looking fella right there, man.
By the way,
I hope he does well.
The Rock allegedly did. He hadn't switched it up. He appears to be on whatever the hell.
He's still Incredible Hulk in every video every movie he plays in.
He does. All right, let me get to my weekend's worst. My weekend's worst goes to Boston, to the Boston fans and commentators. There was a moment over the weekend where Hector Neris, because he felt like the runner on second base for the Red Sox was looking at his pitches and looking at his grip and relaying signs. And this is a part of baseball that has happened for years and years and years. So he balked on purpose and moved him to third base. And this was the Boston Red Sox commentators and how they responded to that situation.
So he balks on purpose. See, he wanted him to go to third that whole time because he thought he was relaying Neris' grip. Bounding ball deep short. Correa staggered a bit. He'll skip it over there. Made a beautiful play. Yes, Obi, I was worried about this. I knew he was going to be angry first with Trevor Story.
Benches are empty. Here come the bullpens, too.
Yeah, imagine the Astros being mad about stealing signs.
Listen.
Oh, good one, dude.
Listen. I know many of you are have been upset with over the years with my reaction of this thing. I mean, I do think, hey, you know, when you cheat in a way that most people in the sport believe is over the line, which is weird because it's a sport that a lot of it is built on cheating, is over the line. And you're probably going to hear this a lot, but I'll be damned, guys. It can't be them. They can't.
Watch you grab your Apple Watches, yeah, you sons of bitches.
But not even, we don't even have to go that far. That's a piece of it. Your manager over there was suspended for a year.
Yes.
He had to go another place. Your third baseman is the guy who was probably one of the ones who benefited from
it. Keep going, Ron.
That's over there. That's before you get to the Apple Watches.
Clown like ass.
Hold on. Y'all came in. Listen, hey, the Brewers can do that. The Twins can do it. Not the Red Sox. Alex Cora is sitting right there. He had to miss a year for it. So that's the weekend's worst is. Listen, it's going to happen. Dodgers, I can understand. I know you guys get annoyed. I understand the Dodgers be pissed. But not the Red Sox. Y'all can't do it.
And you traded for one of the two guys that was left that's believed to have benefited from it.
He's at third base. That's crazy.
They've actually got more members, including their coach.
Yes.
They were responsible for it.
Yeah, they don't even get to boo Altuve every time it comes up. And they did that, too. All right, what's your weekend worst?
Mine's Tyreek Hill, man, the wide receiver, former Kansas City, obviously, and now he's with the Dolphins. Been with the Dolphins for a few years, kind of. Been a little bit of a mess down there, and he ended last year talking about he wanted out and didn't believe in the group, didn't believe in Miami and all this kind of stuff. Caused a real uproar, so much to the fact that two of the quarterback there in Miami has this year in training camp started his comments, or first time he spoke to the media actually said that, hey, Tyreek Hill's got some making up to do. He's got some earning some respect back from these guys, from the team, from the roster, from the locker room. Yada yada yada. So Tyreek Hill obviously is not in a great spot. He's trying to figure this thing out and trying to say and do the right things. Well, I don't know why or how this came about, but he was asked about what does this team need to do to be better on third down, and his response was take A-Chain out of the game on third down. He's not a power back. Instead of just simply saying, hey man, that's above my pay grade. He answers that you need to take your star running back out of the game because he's not a third down back and he's not going to go get you 1 or 2 yards. Now, apparently that was what was kind of discussed, if you will, in practice. They were working some third downs, and so maybe he was just reiterating what he watched and what he saw. But still, Tyreek Hill's got to know better because at some point A-Chain retweeted it and said, that's how you really feel, huh, bro? And again, I don't know how serious they are about all this. But the fact that Tyreek Hill isn't in a spot right now where he's just like, hey, that's above my pay grade, and let's keep this thing moving, is plum-ass silly on his part.
Well, he knows, Clint. He doesn't give a damn. he just doesn't. He doesn't give a rip.